acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You remember that whole living wage obsession, fight for 15, where minimum wage workers are demanding and wanting to unionize? Do you remember that? They're like, you know, we must unionize. We have to unionize. There's no other way that this is going to work. But if we unionize, and they kept fighting for $15 an hour. Then the number, as inflation has gone up and Bidenomics has done what Bidenomics is doing, the number's gone up and it's gotten even worse. Now it's 18 or 20 or 22 or $25 an hour, depending on where you are in the country. And this is a push by the left in a big way to make sure that every single person has what they describe as a living wage. Now, there's some jobs that don't deserve to pay a, quote, living wage. And you may hear me say that, and you're going to say, well, I can't believe you just said that. Let me explain it so that you understand what I mean. There are certain jobs that are entry-level jobs, they're in-between jobs, they're part-time jobs. They are jobs that are short-term to get a little experience. Okay, those are what we're talking about here. Those are the jobs that we're describing. And those jobs are jobs that have never had the intent to take care of you. Those jobs were never designed to be jobs that would support you and your family forever. A living wage means they believe you should be able to take a job at McDonald's at fast food, and that job should be able to provide for you and your entire family. Now, if you do the average, let's downgrade it actually from 4 to 3. How about that? We'll say, hey, only 3 people that this job is going to take care of. So 1 child, 2 adults. The idea that the left has sold people that a job at McDonald's or Taco Bell or Wendy's or fast food in general that's outside of management should be able to provide for your family forever as a career is insane. That's not reality. The majority of jobs, in fact, that I've had in my life were jobs that were never intended to take care of a family. I'll give you an example. The number of tennis rackets in my life that I have strung, I can't even imagine what that total number is. That number is astronomical in the thousands and thousands and thousands. Now, could I make good money stringing tennis rackets? Yes. Did I make great money when I was 13 and 14 and 15 and 16 and 17 stringing tennis rackets? I actually did for that age. I was killing it. I was making a ton of money for that age. Should I have thought, though, when I was stringing tennis rackets, that this should be a living wage, that this is a wage to be able to take care of me, and then when I get married, a wife, and then when we have kids, kids? No. Now, that job, by the way, always paid me more than, I think, 12, 15 bucks an hour. I don't think at any point was I ever stringing tennis rackets. It was under that. In other words, it was a really good job, but it was not a job that was designed to provide for a family. It just wasn't. In fact, many of the radio jobs that I had when I was growing up, I used to do radio back when I was a kid. I'm talking about 13, 14, 15. At 640, Bot Radio Network. That once a week job, Mid-South Viewpoint, was the name of the show that I would host on Tuesdays. Then it turned into Tuesdays and Thursdays. Was that job designed to pay for a living wage? For me to take care of my family in forever? The answer is no. And that was in radio, right? So, like, you would argue that would be above, like, a job at Taco Bell or Wendy's. And I also want to be clear. I'm not demeaning anyone that works there, okay? I think entry-level jobs are important. I think they teach you something, like, you know, showing up. They teach you about responsibility. They teach you about the value of the dollar and how hard it is and how hard it can be to make a dollar. Teaches you about budgeting. Teaches you about taxes. I mean, the list goes on and on of the things that it teaches you, okay? I want to be clear about that. But when I was doing that job, I'm pretty sure my pay was like $4.75 an hour, and I'm not joking. And then they were like, look, you come into the show at 2, you get here a couple hours early, we'll even pay for lunch every week. That was my job. That was what the offer was. We'll give you a free lunch, and we'll pay you minimum wage. Now, at some point, you get good at that job, and then you move up and start making real money, right? Which is great. I'm glad that there's real money to be made at some point in this career. I mean that sincerely. Like, I'm genuinely glad that there is money to be made down the road, and that's great news. Like, that's important. But to mandate it, the way that they're trying to mandate it, is also just completely insane. To mandate the way that they're saying you must mandate it is not going to work out, because the math just doesn't work. Like, the math doesn't work. Now, how do we know that? California food chains are laying off workers ahead at a massive rate of a new minimum wage law. Now, what's the new minimum wage out in California? The new minimum wage is $20 minimum. So you walk in, you're 16 years old, you're 15 years old, and you say, I want to work at McDonald's or Wendy's or whatever it is, Taco Bell, Smoothie King, right? Whatever. I don't care. Pick a brand. The law says they have to pay you $20 an hour. Now, the problem with this is all it's going to do is make the price of food go through the roof, okay? That's just what's going to happen. It's going to make the cost of food go through the roof, and it's going to make it unaffordable now for people to eat fast food. Yesterday, I was flying back from New York, and I landed, and the flight came in kind of late, and I was hungry. It was dinner time, and I got a nugget meal at Chick-fil-A, and it was like, I think it was, I want to say it was $15 or $16 for one person. That's where we are with inflation now. Like, it's insane. And part of that is the wages have gone up. And so when the wages go up, you now, to feed a family at Chick-fil-A, it's like $50 to $60. That's like fast food, folks. And now these California fast food locations are letting go massive amounts of their workers ahead of the new $20 minimum wage law slated to take effect in April that could dramatically impact their bottom lines. Several eateries, including pizza chains, have begun to cut jobs in an effort to get ahead of the possible financial repercussions the Wall Street Journal is now reporting. All right, before I continue with this, I want to tell you about my friends over at Freedom Gold. And if you are like me and you are worried about your financial future and protecting your hard-earned dollars, you need to do what so many are doing around the world, and that is turning to gold and silver as a hedge against inflation and the much higher consumer prices we're dealing with right now. You need a financial plan that ensures that the money you save today will be enough for you tomorrow. And that's where gold and silver come in. Gold and silver have historically been amazing hedges against inflation and a great way to protect your hard-earned retirement funds. And when it comes to buying gold and silver, you need a trusted partner. You need Freedom Gold USA. Let me tell you why. On average, they charge 25 to 30% less than most major gold and silver firms. What does that mean? It means you could literally get 25 to 30% more gold or silver when buying from Freedom Gold over their competitors just by picking a partner that you can trust. Freedom Gold USA is all about educating their clients on how to invest in precious metals. And that's why I use them. And this is why I want you to call them. So take control of your financial future now. And no matter what happens in the world, no matter what happens with banking, no matter what happens with hackers, if you have real tangible assets, gold and silver, you know you are protected. 1-800-655-8843. Take control of your financial future now. Visit freedomgoldusa.com/Ben. That's freedomgoldusa.com/Ben. Or call them 1-800-655-8843. freedomgoldusa.com. Tell them Ben Ferguson sent you. Now, Michael Ojeda, 29, he is a Pizza Hut driver in Ontario, California, told the newspaper that he received a notice from Pizza Hut franchise Southern California Pizza in December, informing him that his last day of work would be in February. Pizza Hut was my career for nearly a decade, and with little to no notice, it was taken away. Well, if you want to know who to blame for that, that driver who had been doing this for 10 years needs to call his legislators and say, why did you cost me my job by demanding a pay rate that was unrealistic? And he's not the only one, by the way. He's just one example here.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature. And of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table because geek culture is pop culture. And we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe the government should step in and mandate massive increases in minimum wage? Or should the market decide it? They're now moving, it was $15 an hour, right? Mandated, it must have $15 an hour. It was over and over again, they were going nuts on that. Remember that? Now it's $20 an hour, and it's becoming the law out in California. So what's happening? People are losing their jobs left and right. And why are they losing their jobs left and right? Very simply, one thing. One thing, and one thing only. Because you can't afford to pay people $20 an hour for every single entry-level job. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. It's not financially feasible. And everybody knows it's not financially feasible. It's not possible. But they're doing it anyway because it's about buying votes. That's what this is all about. You look at this 29-year-old, the Pizza Hut driver in Ontario, California. He said, I got this notice from Pizza Hut in December informing me that my last day of work would be in February. And by the way, I think that's a pretty good runway for them, right? They were showing him respect by not holding until 2 weeks notice kind of thing. Because they know that between December and February, he could have found another job. And he said, Pizza Hut was my career for nearly a decade. And with little to no notice, it was taken away. I feel bad for that guy, but the Democrats just cost him his job. Last year, multiple Pizza Hut franchises in California filed notices to comply with the Worker Adjustment and Retaining Notification Act, saying they were discontinuing their delivery services because they couldn't afford to pay the drivers $20 an hour. Many of the services were delivery driver jobs. In December, Southern California Pizza Company announced layoffs of around 841 drivers across the state. 841 people's jobs were lost because the Democrats went psycho and decided that everybody deserves $20 an hour. The moves will impact Pizza Hut locations in LA, Orange County, San Bernardino, Riverside, California, and Ventura counties in California, where select California franchises have elected to make changes to their staffing approach. Access to delivery service will continue to be available via Pizza Hut mobile app, they said in a statement. As well as the website and phone ordering and the customer ordering experience will remain consistent, is what a Pizza Hut spokesman said. Roundtable Pizza, founded in Menlo Park, California, said it plans to lay off around 73 different delivery drivers this year. 73. Excalibur Pizza LLC said the employees being laid off are delivery drivers. We can't afford to pay people $20 an hour to deliver pizza. We wouldn't make any money. The franchisee is transferring their delivery service to third party is how they're describing it, saying, while it is unfortunate, we look at this as a transfer of jobs. As you know, many California restaurant operators are following the same approach due to rising operating costs. We anticipate third party delivery providers will, in turn, will see a boost in their businesses, which require additional staff on their end. But we just can't do it. Fat Brands acknowledged that delivery fees may increase and customers could see higher prices as a result of the mandated shift in what it costs to hire a human being. Brian Holm, owner of two Vitality Bowls restaurants in San Jose, said he runs his stores with two employees instead of the typical four. The staff shortage means longer wait times for customers and increased prices to cover the additional labor costs. I'm definitely not going to hire any more, he told the paper. The wage law applies to workers in fast food chains with 60 or more locations around the nation. So not just in California, in the nation. Supporters have said many workers in fast food restaurants are not teenagers working their first job. And so therefore they deserve a living wage. How's that working out? Restaurants are struggling to stay above water and Democrats just threw them another disaster. That's what the California Assembly Republican leader said to Fox Business, saying we warned Democrats that the new mandate would cost countless jobs. They ignored us, and here we are with the highest unemployment rate in the country posed to get even higher. So California has the highest unemployment rate, and it's gotten even higher. To make things even worse, there was corruption with this deal. California Governor Gavin Newsom has a best friend. It's one of his longtime billionaire donors. Yeah, guess what he did to hook him up? Well, he made an exemption to the state's new $20 minimum wage regulation for the fast food industry that if you create bread, you don't have to pay the $20 an hour. And guess what his billionaire friend owns? Countless Panera Bread stores. Panera Bread, it's fast food, around the state. Yeah, so just thought I'd tell you about that corruption there. Chains exempt from the new law are those that prepare baked bread on site to be sold as a standalone menu item. So Panera Bread was initially exempt until allegations surfaced that the California Governor Newsom pushed for the exemption to benefit his billionaire friend and donor, Greg Flynn. He owns dozens of Panera locations across the state. Newsom, of course, denied the allegation in February. He said Panera would have to comply with the new law after massive backlash over the clear corruption between the two men. All right. This has been something, and the fight for 15 here in the Mid-South has been pretty prominent lately. We've seen it in front of McDonald's on Union. We've seen it in front of a Taco Bell on Poplar. We've seen it in several different areas where they've been really pushing hard for this, quote, fight for 15. My question for you is this. Is it the government's job to mandate that you make a certain amount of money? Or is this a disaster waiting to happen? And look, wages have already gone up several dollars an hour just since COVID. It was hard to find employees post-COVID or during COVID when everybody was making more money sitting at home. And so wages had to go up to get people to even show up for their jobs. That was a huge problem. They have not come down since then. They've not come back since then. It's an issue. It's a really, really, really big issue.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So this idea that we're going to pay you $20 an hour in California, $20 an hour, folks, like $20 an hour. Like, this is nuts for any entry-level job. And this is how you destroy an economy. It's also, the studies have been so clear, like they've been overwhelmingly clear, okay? The studies are obvious, and what they have shown are again, it's very clear. It's clear that you give people these artificial wages, and then the costs of goods and services go up, so you actually lose the money that you're mandating through instantly giving it back into the economy to try to cover what you just mandated through the government. Like, that doesn't work. It's not going to work. It's never worked. And you can see it time and time again. I'm in favor of a lower minimum wage, federal minimum wage, if there is a minimum wage. Like, I think I'm a fair market guy. And I think that the markets ultimately should decide. Like, I don't believe that the markets, okay, I just don't. I don't believe that the markets should have these mandates on them. I believe that businesses should be able to negotiate. And if someone feels like they're getting screwed or not being paid what they're worth, then it's their job, their obligation to find someone that's willing to pay them what they're worth. I've had to do that many a times in my career where I have left an employer because it was very clear that they were never going to pay me what I believed I was worth. So what do? You have to find a new market. You have to find a new partner. You have to find a new business to go work for or create something on your own. That's no one's going to get. And this is, I also think, part of this mentality that worries me, that you're just supposed to show up and then someone else is going to like be your agent for you and like is going to just like, oh, well, I'll get you a raise. Like, part of life is learning to fight for what you believe you're worth and figuring out how to make more money. That's part of what being an adult is, by the way, all about. It's not the government shouldn't be your agent. Like, that's not the job of the government. The government shouldn't be the one that mandates what you make and it goes in and negotiates on your behalf. That's your job. That's what you're supposed to do. Like, that's on you. And if you don't like it, then I don't know what to tell you. But this run to a party and then the party's like, oh, we're going to be the ones that help you change. We're going to be the ones that help you make more money. That's just unrealistic. Like, it just is. I'm sorry. It's unrealistic. Want to get to some other sad news. Joe Lieberman, someone that I got to know pretty well back in the early 2000s, has passed away at the age of 82. The former Democratic vice presidential candidate, then turned independent, a Jewish political hero. He was truly one of the last, I think, real moderates, has passed away at the age of 82. He was dear friends with John McCain, for example, went and visited John McCain many times when John McCain was struggling with his brain tumor. And Joe Lieberman, who was that former Democrat who then turned independent, has passed away. He died yesterday at the age of 82 due to complications from a fall, according to his family. This is awful because no one was expecting this. Netanyahu said, Sarah and I grieve with the entire Lieberman family on the passing of our beloved Joe Lieberman. Joe was an exemplary public servant, an American patriot, and a matchless champion for Jewish people and the Jewish state. Netanyahu saying that on Twitter. He went on to say, my very first meeting with him decades ago, I was struck by his integrity, decency, and civic courage. He had a deep moral sense and common sense and was fearless in the defense of truth. He was also an extraordinarily kind and loyal personal friend. We will miss you great, Joe. May the Lieberman family be comforted among the mourners of Zion and Jerusalem. Netanyahu putting that out on social media. He was the last of the moderates, was how Mark Levin described it last night. Lieberman was in the news just a few days ago after he criticized Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer for demanding early elections in Israel. He called Schumer's gambit outrageous and a mistake in the midst of Israel's war against Hamas terrorists. He was born in Stamford, Connecticut. Lieberman had an incredible career. He attended Yale for college and law school, served as Attorney General of Connecticut, and won election to the state legislature. He became more religious over the course of his life and was the only Orthodox Jewish member of the Senate during his 24-year tenure. He observed the Jewish Sabbath and even wrote a book, The Gift of Rest, in 2009, and its importance. When votes were on Saturdays, he would walk to the Capitol from his home in Georgetown, and a colleague would cast his vote for him. Lieberman was a New Deal liberal who combined enthusiasm for civil rights, social welfare, and liberal social policies. He did not, however, support gay marriage and voted for the Defense of Marriage Act in 1996, defending the importance of traditional families in the raising of children. He grew in stature as a moral voice in the Senate and was one of the Democrats who spoke out most forcefully against President Bill Clinton's conduct in the Monica Lewinsky affair, though he ultimately voted against removing Clinton from office in the Clinton Senate impeachment trial in 1999. Then President Al Gore, or Vice President, I should say, excuse me, Al Gore, when he ran for president in 2020, Lieberman was a natural choice as his running mate. His criticism of Clinton would also allow Gore to put some moral distance between himself and the troubled incumbent. Lieberman's nomination was also a milestone in American history as it marked the first time a Jewish person had been considered for the nation's second highest office, with the potential to rise even higher. Gore and Lieberman won the popular vote but fell short in the Electoral College after the Florida recount and after the Supreme Court decision in Bush v. Gore that ensured victory for George W. Bush and Dick Cheney. Lieberman became an important ally of the Bush administration in the wake of the terror attacks on September the 11th, when he spoke out forcefully in favor of war against Al-Qaeda. Drawing on his experience as a Jew and a supporter of Israel, Lieberman emphasized the need to confront terrorism and terrorists both militarily and ideologically. He also supported Bush in the Iraq War, remaining a steadfast supporter of the effort as it faced a bloody counterinsurgency. That led to a major backlash against Lieberman and the Democratic Party. He failed to gain traction as a presidential candidate in 2004 when he ran, then faced a primary challenge in 2006. The so-called Netroots of online left-wing activists targeted Lieberman for defeat and backed a businessman, Ned Lamont, on an anti-war platform. After losing the primary, Lieberman became an independent, betting that Connecticut voters still supported him, and guess what? He won. In 2007, Lieberman endorsed John McCain for president, backing the veteran lawmaker due to support of the war against terror. Lieberman went on to launch No Labels, an independent group that sought moderate, nonpartisan alternatives to traditional candidates. He praised President Trump for his pro-Israel policies and attended the opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem in 2018, telling Breitbart News that support for the Jewish state should not be a partisan issue. In 2019, he told Breitbart's editor-in-chief on their show on XM Patriot that President Trump's decision to recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights was critically important. He explained the fact that the president is unconventional enables him to do something that presidents before him of both parties probably thought was the right thing but would never do it and never did it. Joe Lieberman has passed away from complications from a fall at the age of 82, our thoughts and prayers are with the Lieberman family. He was a patriot and someone that truly loved this country. This is going to trickle out. I have a feeling more. I'm going to cover it all for you. Make sure that you download the Ben Ferguson podcast every day. We'll keep you updated. Hit the share button on our podcast as well. If you miss a show, go back and listen. We're going to cover it all. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on the Ben Ferguson podcast.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello!
acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.